Base Azul Hard Fork goes live on mainnet, targets faster block space. The Ethereum Layer 2 built by Coinbase on the OP stack activated its Azul Hard Fork on mainnet today. The upgrade went live during the May 29, 2026 trading session and is described by the team as a step change for both transaction speed and protocol security on the chain. The announcement landed quietly compared to recent ETF and regulatory news, but Base is not a small surface. It is one of the largest Ethereum rollups by total value locked and processes a meaningful share of daily L2 transactions across DeFi, social apps, and consumer payments built on Coinbase's on-chain stack. Any base layer change at this size touches every wallet, dApp, and bridge that settles to the network. A coordinated hard fork, not a patch, Azul is a hard fork, not a routine node update. That means node operators, sequencers, RPC providers, and bridges all need to ship the new client version in lockstep so the chain transitions cleanly at the activation block. Coinbase signaled the upgrade earlier in May and worked with infrastructure partners and OP stack contributors on the rollout. For end users, the moment of activation is usually invisible. Transactions keep flowing through wallets, swap interfaces, and payment apps. The change shows up in the way blocks are produced, validated, and proven on the rollup, not in the user interface. Speed and security, as the stated goals base's public description of Azul, highlights two things. First, the chain should feel faster, with improvements to how transactions move through the sequencer and into final state. Second, the protocol's security posture should improve, with changes that harden the rollup against edge cases and align it more tightly with the broader OP stack roadmap. That framing is consistent with the trajectory L2s have been on for the last year. Throughput, latency, and proof economics have become the competitive battleground for rollups, especially as Solana, Hyperliquid, and newer high-performance chains have raised the bar on what fast means in crypto. For Base specifically, the upgrade matters. Because the network has been pushing into consumer-grade use cases like on-chain social, stablecoin payments, and creator monetization. Those flows are extremely sensitive to confirmation time and per transaction cost. Even small improvements at the protocol layer compound across millions of daily interactions. Ripple effects. Across the rest of the ecosystem, Base is not just another L2. It is the rollup that ships with the Coinbase brand, a smart wallet experience, and an exchange-grade on-ramp. A faster, more secure Base affects how readily institutional issuers, fintechs, and consumer apps choose it over alternatives when they are picking a network to build on. The Azul upgrade also flows back into the OP stack itself. Base, Optimism, and other OP stack chains share much of their code base, so improvements pioneered or tested in one ecosystem usually find their way into the others. The Optimism Superchain pitch leans on this kind of shared upgrade cadence. There is a competitive read here as well. The market backdrop is bearish, with Bitcoin trading at $73,575 and Ether at $2,011 as of May 29, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index at 33. Layer 2 teams are not getting saved by a rising tide right now. So the chains that keep shipping technical upgrades are the ones investors and developers are watching most closely. Practical takeaways for users. Wallet users on Base do not need to take any action. Transactions, balances, and dApp interactions continue as before. Users who run their own RPC endpoints or self-hosted nodes do need the new client release to stay in sync with the chain after activation. Builders should retest any contract integration that depends on subtle execution behavior, especially around gas accounting or block timing. Hard forks rarely break user-facing functionality, but they can shift the cost or sequencing of edge case transactions in ways that matter for high-volume protocols. For people whose only exposure to Base is through a crypto card or stablecoin spending app that settles on Base, the upgrade should be invisible. Many stablecoin-based cards already touch Base for USDC settlement, and a faster, more secure rollup is a quiet tailwind for those payment rails.